Ayan na, nagtatanong na. Anak, masyado ka makutla. Alam nila. Actually, alam na nila. Until finally, she asked me point blank, meron ka ba nararamdaman? So finally, I had to tell her, I had this bit of a problem, and so on. Ano ba yung hantay mo? Bakit hindi ko magpunta sa doktor? Then I was also telling her, actually, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid that the doctor will tell me, ano ka natakot ko for a second transplant? And nagkaroon ko kami ng una, sabi ko, what's that, the second transplant? Is the fact that I'm already 51, I don't know if I'll survive one. It's really more that. You don't know, no, no. Sinwerte ka ng una. Sinwerte ka ng una, yung pangalawa, hindi mo na alam. Diyan ka nilinervyos. Okay? And then, eto, how will the relatives also see you now that you have the illness? Now, this is the patient's perspective, basically. What's happening to us as survivors, as patients, is that there are a range of thoughts and emotions running in our mind and in our heart. And most of them are conflicting and contrasting. And then, eto pa, we don't know how people will take it. We don't know if they'll be supportive. We know probably they will, but to what extent? We don't know our future. All of a sudden, we have a realization we are not in control of our lives. That is the most difficult thing here. And how do you say it? Ito yung problema na na-realize ko, uncertainty. In fact, ito ngayon yung dilemma ko eh. During the day, hindi ka pa masyadong nababroblema because you talk to people. Nalilibang ka. The evenings haunt you. Pag nag-iisa ka na, then you can't sleep because you don't actually know. And that's also what I felt. And I keep telling people I know, ano ito na kung paano may cancer? I would often, ito pala. I would text my doctor felt helpless. Because it's really what I needed to go through. And so on and so forth. The evening is haunting because suddenly you're all alone. And what is so annoying about the whole process is that it's inside you. And yet, you cannot control it. Yan ang nararamdaman ng bawat survivor. But for that matter, yan ang nararamdaman ng mga taong nagkakasakit ng matindi. Yun ang nakakapit yung dyan. It's inside you, pero hindi mo alam kung paano mo didiscover yan. And incidentally, maski may pera pa, even if you have all the resources, parang mawawala ka talaga ng pag-asa. I guess it's even worse kung wala kang resources. Try to imagine if you're financially, this which is precisely what happened to us. That was my worry. Naubos ko yung resources ng mother ko. Kaya nga, I was often telling my friends. In fact, I would go as far as calling my friends who were doctors, oncologists, to help me just purchase the drugs. Pero ganun talaga, okay? Now, the third one is the contrasting thoughts and emotions. These are the constant feelings people have. Fearful, upset, angry, depressed, powerless, shocked, and so on. Kurang pa ito. Actually, there's a lot. You may go through the theoretical concept of the stages of grief, the stages of change, denial, resistance, and lahat yan. You just have to know what you feel, but that's the problem. You actually do not know what you feel because you're so mixed up. In fact, eto pa, gusto mo palalain. Eto na yung mga thoughts na pumapasok sa isip natin. Kung may anak, oh, shit, ang mahihiyan sa anak ko. Ang liliit pa nito, gusto ko makita yung mga ako ko. I actually heard cancer patients tell me that. Eto pa, sometimes, very often, bakit ako? May ganda, bakit hindi siya? Pero siyempre, naiiyakan mo sa atin. May cancer ka naman. Pero nakikakainis eh, di ba? You see some people who are in the worst state. Bakit siya hindi siya binibigyan ng sakit? Bakit ako yung binibigyan? Ang bait-bait ko. In our dreams. Where will I get the money? I don't want to diet, and so on. And for breast cancer, I've often heard this. How will my husband react when I no longer? Kasi ang notion nila ako. I remember si Doris Laval, a speaker in now breast cancer survivor then, sa Cebu, Silver Linings. She really mentioned this. If your husband is a good guy, you know my husband, if your husband is a good guy, it's important to them. Ako naman, my belief is, hindi naman siguro lahat. Hindi naman, there are husbands who really do care, not just the boobs. Oh, but you'll be surprised, huh? I've actually heard survivors lose their husbands. Now, I don't know whether I would credit it to the boobs or whatever. Or maybe the difficulty in handling it for whatever reasons there are. It is a concern. It is actually a concern. Now, sometimes, eto pa, this is interesting. Kasi naglalaban positive and negative. Kaya contrasting. Kanina, the one I showed you were negative. On the positive, meron mga ganito. This is the struggle part. That's why it's hard for survivors and patients to talk about it. I am thankful I was the one, hindi anak ko. Maraming nanay na sasabi nito. Mabuti na rin siguro yung ako. Hindi asawa ko, hindi anak ko. Kasi they see themselves as strong enough to be able to handle it. Then you have also others. I will survive. Nakayanan ko nga ito, nakayanan ko nga ito, mas kaya ko ito. This is where people try to build a sense of hope within. I shouldn't worry, marami na gumalo ngayon, and so on and so forth. Meron pa, daanin sa basag. You will see a sense of hope here. Now, this is the thing. This is not stable. It's not stable. Bilib naman ako sa inyo, pag nga, if you, let's say every day of your life, ganito kong visit, may cancer ka. Bilib naman ako sa inyo, pag ganun ka. But I should learn from you. There will be occasions that you feel this way, you feel good, you feel hopeful. Then a few days later, it dawns on you. You have a realization. It is part of life. Now, by the way, ito yung aking word of advice, unsolicited advice. Pag na-depress, kumain niya sa akin. Famous advice ko yan. Oh, yung magtamanan niya, man. No, because bananas have a particular substance. Now, when I'm not really clear what substance is, when you eat it, it actually does remove depression. Those are two things my doctor said. You eat bananas, you drink water. Drink a lot. So that's what I do. I eat bananas and I drink water. Bisa ka nakahydro ka na sa parang umuyin. Lang kaya ang kita kung buhay na depressed. But that's exactly what happens. Turo niya sa akin na isang kung buhay na depressed. Bibigyan ko kayo isang milyon sa paraginip. No, but the point of this is when you get into that, when you get into the dumps, don't treat it as something abnormal. Remember, right, eto naman, kaya nga it's also important that you have to tell people. Kasi if you're feeling depressed and nobody knows that you have cancer, people will not understand. Ano ba ito? May tumo yung ano? They won't understand because they don't know what's happening to you. You haven't said anything. Right. Now, tips for telling others. That is what we call readiness thing. How ready are you? Unfortunately, I cannot answer the question when. Readiness depends on the individual. Some people will announce it immediately. Others will take a while. Others will rehearse. Nire-rehearse yan kung paano sinasabi. Ibang pagsabi sa pamilya, ibang pagsabi sa anak. Iba pa pagsabi sa mga kaibigan. Eto pa, you have to tell your employer if you're working. And so on and so forth. There are different circumstances. But most important rule is readiness is important. Now, eto. If you are not comfortable to talk about it, you can let your family or friends take care of talking about it to others. Kasi kahit pa paano, they probably have a better perspective of it. Now, third, eto, be prepared for questions. And I need to mention this, right? One of the most common reactions people have, ayaw nila magsabi kasi ayaw sila, they don't want to be pitied. Diba? They don't want to be pitied, they don't want people to parang show pity. It makes them feel helpless. But I also need to let you know this. There's nothing wrong with people pitying you. That's them. You cannot stop them from feeling that. You cannot stop it. That's not within your control. Would you rather they did not pity you? Sige, pumunta ka sa trabaho. Let's say, ah, sige, trabaho ka. Tinrato ka na normal. Nagkataon pa naman yung boss mo. Workaholic. Ano siya, nagpaka what will you also feel? Diba? You'll also feel, napaka-ano napaka-cold, parang he doesn't understand how insensitive. So people actually get confused. Kaya nga sabi nila, if you want, you might as well tell them how you want to be treated. You might as well tell them your condition. Actually, I need this particular medication, and so on and so forth. You cannot stop people from feeling what they feel. But just take note, whatever it is they feel, I am sure it is concern for you. Wala naman siguro natuwa. Pag sinabi mo may cancer ako, siguro na lang, wala naman magsabi naman niya sa inyo. Kaya ka pamatay? Pag ganyan siguro, gusto mo pumukin sa ulo. Insensitive. Definitely, in fact, I notice nga when people start to communicate that they have the illness, even those who are naturally upset at them change. They change actually. They start to treat you differently. They start to be more sympathetic. They have more empathy. Do not look at it negatively. That's all right. Even if you were the one who did not have cancer and they were the ones who told you they had, you would feel the same thing. You would actually feel, there's nothing actually wrong with it. Now sometimes, ito pa, parang you feel uncomfortable kasi they're giving you, parang they're treating you as if you're helpless. Parang hindi mo na kaya. Actually, you can just tell them, it's okay, I can do it, I can handle it myself. You can actually just say that. There's nothing actually wrong with that. Tapos ito, are you expected to share all the details? Not really. Ako ang rule ko dito, share what you're comfortable sharing. You know, I made one interesting mistake during this entire situation I had. I talked to a former boss who was a very good friend of mine also. She's a psychologist, kaya she can see through me. Yan ang hirap ang makalusap ng psychologist. Nababasa kanila. And I did not want to project to her that I was feeling agitated, that I was so uncomfortable about my condition, that I was worried. So, when I called her up, I talked to her about it, I just mentioned all the details that my doctor should tell me, and so on and so forth, trying to educate her on the illness I had. This was her reaction. You know, Karen, you sound like you're talking about a case. You sound like you're talking about a medical case. Parang it sounded cold to her. I sounded as if I wasn't talking about myself. But remember, she's a psychologist, so she knew better. She knew better. I said to myself, shit, that's how I sounded. Then I realized, maybe that's why some people did not offer to help. I also was a little bit alarmed about it. I did not tell a lot of people, and yet I was also complaining. How come nobody offered to help?
Ako naman na may kasalanan, kung pati nagsabi.
Parang sira ulo. Actually, ganyan naman yun eh, di ba? That's really what's happening. So I was telling myself, well, I have my reasons for not saying it. But I also have my reasons for determining who should know. But this is the funny part. Of course, when I finally got to see all of these people, after the operation, and I felt better, and I could already circulate, they knew more. I realized they knew more about my situation. And that very short interaction I had with my boss, she already told a lot of people because quite a number of them had relatives and friends who had kidney problems. And I had one pang sabi niya, mabuti na Karen, sinasabi mo. Kasi yung kapatid ko, kidney transplant din. Bakit sinasabi mo siya, kumbili na siya kakakain ng chicharon. And so on and so forth. So without you realizing it, letting people know may indirectly help others also. Now, which is my last point here. Look at every conversation about the topic as a learning experience. You learn about others, they learn about you. They learn how to deal with these things. Now, here's another. I just want to point out a few things here at all. Just remember, there should not be pressure. If you don't want to talk about it, you should not be pressured into it. You should not be forced into it. The other thing also that's important is there will be times that you want to be left alone. The more you talk to your family, the better. Then eventually they will understand. They will not treat it differently. Sometimes, it's not every day of your life that you will appreciate the care and concern given to you, especially when you're not feeling bad. A few days ago, I had an interesting reaction from a survivor. Tumawag siya sa akin, but the call was not because she was complaining about me. She was complaining about someone. This particular person sent her flowers. The thing is, the person sent her flowers, pero ang ginagawa na tao, tinatawagan siya, have you received it? Have you received it? And so on and so forth. Which is natural naman. The person wanted to make sure na she got the flowers. She wasn't in a good mood. Why do I have to respond to everything? Well, you should feel a little grateful. At least the person is sending you some flowers. Yeah, they send flowers, but they also want me to be accountable for it. And then I realized where she was coming from. Nagkikimo siya. So nahihirapan. She wasn't feeling good. So naaburito siya about everything. So she found it hard to appreciate even the nicest gestures at that time. So I just let her talk around. Then I realized later, she had a lot of anger. So I asked her, can you talk to your family about this and your friends? Then she finally said, no. It's useless to talk to them. That's where all the anxiety and anger is coming from. So then I told her, it might help you. You might want to try it. And then eventually she broke down. And then she actually said she was so uncomfortable about the whole thing. You can't blame her for that. So you give it time. The only recommendation that I could make is if you believe God in prayer, it does help. If you believe God in prayer. Okay. Now, here's the big problem. Children. Not all of them can understand. How do you say it? How do you phrase it? Do you even have to talk about it at all? You know, it'd be interesting to find out what is the concept of a child about death. We had a kid, we had an experience with a kid. She's 4 years old. Her note, kasi meron siyang alagang goldfish. Ang pangalan ng goldfish niya, Nemo. That was the name of the goldfish. And then Nemo died. So she knew that Nemo died. So we got curious. We asked her, what do you mean when you say Nemo died? And the child answered, he's not coming back anymore. Okay? So, okay, fine. He's not coming back anymore. So parang ano na siya, at least for that fish. But I was telling myself, if she found out her mother had cancer, don't ever say mommy's sleepy. Don't ever say that. Because they will expect that you will wake up. Actually, dito patay na kayo. I'm just trying to lighten it up a bit. But you can actually tell the truth. Your children. Mommy is sick. In my case, I remember when I kept going back and forth to the hospital, I had a niece. Umabot na siya sa point na whenever she sees the St. Luke's logo, so Global City, nakikita niya St. Luke's Hospital, that's where Tita Karen lives. Nagkaroon pa ako ng bagong residential hospital. Nakamataan niya parang wala ako lagi. So that's where Tita Karen lives. Tapos every time she sees me with this yung mga little bandage, di ba, kinukuha na ka ng dugo? Tatanong ka niya, are you well? They know. Don't think they don't. Kids know. You might as well be very honest. Now, how do you tell them? Don't tell them when you're standing up. Tell them when you're sitting down. pantay kayo. So if you're seated down here, your kid is this size, pantay. Don't tell them, kasi ano, ang problema ko kanina eh. May sakit ako, and so on and so forth. Don't say it standing up. Be as intimate as possible with your kid. That is the best time. They may or may not understand it, but the point is you are communicating it. They have to understand. Okay? Now, sometimes they get curious. They'll ask questions. Huwag mo naman sabihin, mamamatay na ako, anak. Kaya dapat ikaw na matuto mag-ubos ng plato. Alagaan mo lang daddy mo, ganyan daddy mo, walang alam yan. You don't do it that way. You have to be a little more gentle with them. Okay, then, eto, this is what they need. Reassurance. Now, why is it important to them? Because if you are in a not-so-good mood, they will not understand. At least, if they, like, I remember, I had a cousin. She was 9 years old, and she had a brain tumor. She had a younger sister. The younger sister could not understand because, unfortunately, the parents did not communicate properly. So, this is a third, ano, this is a 9-year-old kid with a brain tumor. So, nakasabi ka yung kid dito. So, that's the problem there. Nagalo siya. Parang, well, wala ka lang dyan, akin. Hindi maintindihan ang bata. Okay, now helping the family adjust. If you need, I'll emphasize this one. If you need to cry, cry. Now, should you be strong? When you feel up to it, you don't have to, remember, they're stronger than you. So you don't have to be strong for them. You just have to show basically how you are doing. Don't be too dependent either. Show them what you are capable of. Okay? Now, eto pa, bring them, para you don't have to do the explaining. When you see your doctor. Kasi the more educated they are about these things, the better. And then, you may encounter this when friends stay away. Please take note, it has nothing to do with the fact that they don't like you. Some are simply not comfortable. They don't know how to deal with you, they don't know how to deal with emotions. That's alright, they still care. They're keeping a distance. They feel sad about it. Hayaan mo na sila. Sometimes you can call them up. Eto nga, yo. Call them to ease the way. Now remember, don't take it against them. This is no longer the time to be bitter when people do not give you the attention you want. Hayaan nila. You will be able to survive it. Okay? Now, I'll share with you a last tip. It's a quote. In year 2000, I met a cancer survivor. And she shared me this. She was labeled as terminal, breast cancer. Tapos every day of her life, she spent her days reading this to herself. I'd like to share it with you. You can get it also from the web. Christian Larsen, yung author. And the reason I'm sharing this is because in these most difficult moments, optimism does still help. So I'll just read it. Promise myself. To be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet. To make all my friends feel that there is something good in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true. To think only of the best, work only for the best, and expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own. To forget the mistakes of the past. And press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every creature I meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of myself, I have no time to criticize others. The last line is the one that's most important. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of. It's a tall order. But in this case of this particular survivor, it helped. Terminal, she's still alive. She was given 3 months. Ito lang daw ang ginawa niya. She had to up herself. The same thing that we all need to do whenever we have to.
Thank you very much. That was a very informative talk, I'm sure. Marami sa inyo talaga nag-face na ng real situation where you had to tell people about your condition, mga survivors dito. Ginawa nila lahat yun, di ba? So I'm really curious to find out kung based on your experience, based on your experience, marami ba kayong nagawang tama compared sa pinento ni Dr. Karen dito? Kasi ako, kami ng wife ko, dinaanan din namin yun. We had to tell our children, we had to tell our family, and we had to deal with the reactions of people. And one of the things that I noticed also, the patient had to tell herself many times that she had cancer. Kasi parang iba-iba yung feelings na dinadaanan mo. Kung minsan yung parang there's the novelty of having cancer, yung hindi naman sa natutuwa ka, pero bagong-bago yung news na parang hindi mo pa nare-realize ang lalim at implications mo. Kasi sabi mo, I have cancer, na medyo may konting novelty. Tapos meron days naman na when you say I have cancer na puro despair. Tapos meron naman days na pag sabihin mo, I have cancer but I have may defiance, di ba? So parang ganun-ganun ang dinadaan natin. And I'd like to hear from you kung ano ang kwento nyo tungkol sa paano nyo sinabi sa mga minamahal nyo yung inyong condition. Anybody want to share a story? Just briefly. Yeah, please. Just briefly tell us.
I'm from a part in Trinidad, and I was diagnosed a couple of years ago, stage 3, with breast cancer. So this is my story. And then I think it was my husband who told my 7-year-old son, who had one child. And then he came to me one day. I was still having a chemo and said, Mama, I know that, is it true that when you die, you lose all your memories? He said, I really don't know, but probably it's true. When we're in heaven, everybody's equal. And he said, you know, when I die and we see each other in heaven, can we be friends? So all I had to do was just hug him. He had this concept of death, and he was so like, so it's true. Children can be like accepting, and then they know that it's not so bad. But of course, I'm glad that I'm still here after everything. Uh-huh. So I just want to share that those kids are so lovable. Just be strong for your kids.
Wow, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Actually, ang daming diniscuss ni Dr. Karen, you might have questions that you might want to ask her. Meron ba? Anybody? Or you can also share a moment that you had with somebody na mahal nyo na kung paano nyo kunento, that's okay too. Anybody? Okay, may hiya. Yes.
Hello. Alina, remember?
Yes.
We saw one another. I'm friends with his wife. So I'm part of I Can Serve. So up to now, I've been a teacher for many, many years, pero full-time teacher, classroom teacher is past 7 years already. From my experience as a grade school teacher, I never told any of my students that I was a cancer survivor. I always tell them na, I'm a volunteer for I Can Serve, and these are the things that we do every year. Yung reason ko doon, which is what doctor said, you have to find the right time to tell them. Kasi, can you deal with like 129 students, tell them right off na ano kayo, na cancer survivor kayo, and you don't know how they're thinking. Baka inisip nila, mamamatay na yung teacher ko bukas. Baka uwi sila sa bahay, sabihin nila, you know, mamamatay na yung teacher ko kasi may cancer siya. So I chose not to tell them talaga. Pero now that I'm in high school, very comfortable na ako. Parang, I think, time, right now, okay na to reveal to them that I'm a cancer survivor. Usually, I just tell them, ano lang ako, volunteer. But yun nga, tama si Doktora. You need to find the correct time. And I've been a survivor for the past 9 years.
Wow, congratulations. Wow. Naalala ko dati, this was about 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago pa nga. I had a condition here, what do you call this? Thyroid, no? So I went to a thyroid doctor. Babae. So she got my usual, ano, yung mga test ganun, mga blood test and everything. So I saw her for 2 years. Every year you have to see a doctor for thyroid kasi yung medicine na binibigay na kailangan calibrated yun. Kasi pag nag-iiba yung mga levels mo, iniiba yung medicine. So when I went on the second year, sabi niya, oh by the way, next year you better look for another doctor. I said, why? Sabi niya, I've been diagnosed with cancer. You know? So, hindi ko alam kung paano mag-react. I was quiet, tapos sabi ko, thank you doc, I paid for it. Hindi ko alam kung paano mag-react. So, sabi ko, well, it's gonna be 1 year pa naman bago ako maghanap ng doctor, so hindi ako naghanap. May 1 year na, kailangan ko na talaga ng test. Sabi ko, saan ako maghanap ng thyroid doctor? Parang, so tumawag ako sa clinic niya just to talk to the secretary. Sabi niya, secretary, oh, Dr. Agafod is still here. Would you like an appointment? Sabi ko, sige. So pumunta ako ron. Nakita ko siya. Test everything. Mamaya, finally, hindi ko na makontrol. Sabi ko, Doc, sinabi mo sa akin last year na maghanap mo ng iba dahil ano, dahil may cancer ka at saka ano. Sabi niya, yeah, na-diagnose ako ng cancer sa Harvard, ano, isang hospital in the States, Harvard, sabi niya. Pero dito pa rin ako, sabi niya, ganun. What do doctors know? Sinabi niya sa akin. And you know, she was still my doctor for the next 11 years. Huh? Binigyan siya ng a few months, pero 11 years pa siya na buhay. Sabi ko, in a way, tama na yung sabi niya. You know? So that's one reason to be optimistic about. I mean, there are statistics, but there are also real cases when the statistics don't apply. You know? Anyway, sige. Mapunta tayo sa mga kwento niyo. Gusto ko marinig yung mga kwento niyo. Anybody want to share something? Or ask a question? Meron ba? Meron ba? Yes, you can ask a question.
How do you tell a kid if that kid has a cancer?
Kung
still have cancer, how do you do that?
Paano mo sasabihin sa bata kung siya ang merong cancer?
How old is the child? Just in case, no? Depends on the age. You have to treat kids gently. You don't scare them. Ala, may cancer ka na, malakit ka na. Lalo pa kung naglililikot. Diba? It's the same issue also when kids also become diabetic. Mas matindi sa diabetes kasi maraming bawal. Sa kahawin din tala kid, he has to receive injection every day. In cancer, let's put it na lang, there is no clear formula on how to go about it. Sometimes, it depends on first, who are the ones who can tell him? Yeah. One is the doctor. Pero kung yung bata takot sa doktor, and very often, you may encounter kids who are actually afraid of the doctors. Not because the doctors are bad, but they just associate the doctor with all the tests. Lalo pa kung binigyan na sila ng they associate the person with the pain. So, it may not be a good idea for the doctor to be the one to say it. It may not be a good idea. The second one is the doctor can tell the parents. Now, we have to take a look at which parent. Alright, this is important. You have to take a look at which parent. Whom does the kid feel close to? Well, you can always say both. But who is the one who scolds the child less? Yun ang magsasabi. So if it's the mom who scolds the child less, then the mother can be more soothing in being able to do that. Now, if it's the dad, and the kid is closer to the dad, then you use the dad for that. Now, where do you say it? Okay. And how do you say it? You don't necessarily have to say it at home. Kasi hindi magsisinkin, nandun ang TV. Hindi magsisinkin, nandun ang TV. Usually, it's better to bring them out. Tapos when you're eating, yung kayo lang dalawa. Anak, I just want to tell you something. The doctor kasi said that we have to have some medications taken. At least yung maiintindihan nila. You don't say the word, anak, may cancer ka. At ilan na lang ang buwan ng buhay mo. I'm just exaggerating on this. But because sometimes some people don't know how to deal with it. Pero kung ano ko talaga dyan, you have to do it gently. Now, you don't have to tell them also immediately. You may start to build up. Hindi naman sa isang sabi. No? Hindi sa isang sabi. And then you tell everything na. dahan-dahanin nyo. Especially if you already know the series of medications. No, kasi pag alam, kasi remember, the child will not understand why does he have to keep going to the hospital. You cannot say, Mommy, may sakit ba ako? Wala, wala, wala. Wala, makasakit. Okay ka na. Pero pahindala mo sa doktor. No, tapos tutusukin siya lagi. He will not, do not lie. That's one for sure. But do not also put a blunt truth. Do it gently. Do it in phases. You can leave it suspended for a while. Anak, we just want to do some tests. No, we need to do some medicines because we're still working at it. Parang, don't use the word cancer yet. I remember kasi that was my aunt's problem when she found out her child had brain tumor. And the child was 9 years old, huh? We were all so shocked. Kinausap niya unti-unti, dahan-dahan. Dahan-dahan. The doctor was very nice. And this is in the, ano pa, in the 80s pa, in the 70s and 80s. No, the kid was cooperative. Sumasama siya sa mga medications. Hanggang sa umabot na sa point na may nakasabit na ng tubo rito. Kasi lumalabas na yung tubig. Yun ang pinakamahirap explain sa bata. At saka kailangan ng operahan. Pero do it gradually. Do it in... It's hard for me to give the advice here kasi you're the parent. You will know your kid more. You have to go by intuition here. As Jim says, it's not a statistics. It's your own relationship. And most important, they have to also know that you are there. They have to understand that you will always be there. Kasi sometimes, natatakot na rin yan. Lalo pa pag may nararamdaman yan.
Okay? Ayun, very good advice mo, di ba? Kasi mahirap naman talaga sabihin, talagang babagayan mo kung sino yung kausap mo. Saka yung message mo, i-presenta mo sa pinakaakmang paraan para matanggap in the most appropriate and positive way. Hindi ka magbubola, hindi ka man tatakot, hindi mananakot, sasabihin ko lang kung ano yung facts. Yun yung importante, di ba? Tsaka ang cancer nga, being so, such a dreaded word, napaka-bigat na kaagad ng emotional content nung pagsabihin cancer, kaagad ganun na, di ba? Yes.
Make sure you also, dito you have to exercise a certain degree of control over your own agitation. Kasi you're the, remember, kids do not normally know fear. Diba? I'm talking about the 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. They don't understand what fear is yet. That's why they jump all over the place. Eh. Diba? That's why they put their finger doon sa electric socket. Ito yung natatakot. Now, whatever it is that you project, when you say, anak, wag! Makukuha niya. Makukuha niya yun. So when you talk, kaya nga I often would make a recommendation, do it outside of the house para it doesn't stress you. Do it in a very relaxed way. They should not catch your fear. They should not catch your fear. Otherwise, patatakot ka din yan. Kung lalo kung looking niya, child will look at you. Kasi parang mga cells na pinakain yung cells nila eh. So, you can illustrate it like a Pac-Man first. Para you know you're trying. You can make more cartoons. Look at it. Make it a little light first. Of course, it's harder when it gets worse.
Any other questions? Meron kayong gusto i-share? Please! Huwag kayong mahihiyan. This only happens once in a while dito sa Davao, di ba? Yes. Yeah. Oh. Pakinggan naman natin ang kalalakihan.
Hello everyone, I'm Wei Wong, also a survivor. I would like to add lang sa how our parents would gonna say for sa experience ko. Actually, they were not really able to say it to me in words, but through their actions. Because, no, we were a religious family. We go to church every Sunday. And then one day, parents ko na went to church on a weekday. So it was very
unusual.
Yeah, unusual. Pero dumaan ako dun sa biopsy and all those stuff. But
I had no idea.
Well, I saw.
Yeah, but during that college program, so I researched them, what might happen if kung anong result sa biopsy. Then, wala lang. I was just able to read the signs. You know, maybe because we were close enough. Then that's how I just know about it. So when we
anong cancer yun?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, okay.
And so it was fine for me. So it worked well for them.
Pero napansin mo lang dahil nag-iba yung behavior, di ba?
Yes. Kasi when I woke up early in the morning, walang tao sa bahay.
Nagsimba.
And then, during that afternoon, I'm going to visit my doctor. So, bago nila nasabi sa akin na nag-open up na ako kagad. Do I have cancer? And the doctor explained everything. And the funny thing is that when the doctor said that I was gonna undergo chemotherapy, then I said, okay doc, let me take care of my body, but let them take care of the finances. And so I was very optimistic, so that's why, as you can see, there is this history.
Dito ka. Wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Pero meron talaga, I guess mahanap tamo, may pattern talaga yung family life, tapos biglang nag-iba, may bata ka, perceptive ka. Bakit? Ano yun? Iko-connect mo yung mga, yung connect the dots, di ba? So, okay. Anybody else? May tanong ba kayo? Dito na eh. Tanong ka? Yes. Okay, yeah, first of all, how my wife told me. Actually, kinento ko sa kabilaban. I think you're different. Wala kayo dun sa kabilaban. Nasa New Zealand kami nun eh. Kasi normally, pag nagtutur ang apo, hindi namin dinadala yung mga misis namin kasi kung ano yung kinikita namin, nagkagasto sa shopping. Wala kami na uwi. Ngayon, nagkaroon kami ng we're invited to go to New Zealand. Maliit naman yung budget. So, sabi namin, maliit naman yung budget. Bring our wives. Pay for the ticket para vacation na rin sa amin, di ba? And, you know, we've never been to New Zealand, so okay. Saya-saya, ganda-ganda ng trip namin. Kung nasa New Zealand kami, sinabi niya, Jin, tignan mo itong yung breast ko, parang merong may concave, parang tinusok gano'n na hindi bumalik yung skin, di ba? Parang pahukay na gano'n. Sabi niya, dati na ba ito? Sabi ko, hindi ko alam, lagi nakapatay yung ilaw. Sabi ko, magpa-test ka pagdating natin sa Manila. Parang, hindi ko intindi. Parang sa akin, Tapos, yung wife ko naman, hindi naman magpapatest yun kaagad eh. Naghintay ng months. Tapos, every other week, Jin, talagang meron ganun. Sabi ko, magpa-test ka nga, para alam mo, Ako naman yung, pagkasabi ko na magpa-test ka, it was more like, parang manahimik ka na, di ba? Na, I'm very sure na wala yan, pero just for your peace of mind, get it over. So finally, after months, nagka-test siya. I was supposed to go to Baguio that day, 5-6 hour drive. I was supposed to leave about 11 or 12. Pumunta siya sa doctor to look pa ako. So, pagising ko, pagpapa ko doon, 11 something na, I was ready to leave na for Baguio. Doon siya sa kitchen, nakataligod siya. Tapos sabi ko, nang galing ka ng doktor, gumano siya. Hindi sumagod, hindi nagsalita. Tapos sabi ko, Hindi sumagod. So I was, hindi naman siguro. Ano sabi ng doktor? Kaya, inakap ko siya from the back. Then I saw na umiyak siya. Tapos sabi niya nga, I have cancer, sabi niya naman. Tapos, I was really, tell me everything, anong stage at, what? Hindi ako makapaniwala na talagang it can't be, Tapos, umiyak siya, sabi niya, Jim, it's cancer. It's malignant. And I need more tests before the operation. Ganyan. Talagang nakikinig ako na talagang parang hindi pumapasok. Tapos, the worst part was I had to leave. I had to go to Baguio kasi at 6 o'clock may show ang hapo. So, hindi pa namin nadi-discuss ng buo. Ano mo na yung, you know, parang, I know I have to be here. I know, but I have to go. So, pinakamahirap yung drive sa Baguio, talagang grabe. Tataranta ako rin. Tapos pagdating ko sa ano, you know, show kami. Comedy pa yung show. So, parang wala. Diba? And nothing really matters to your audience kung anong dinaanan mo. No? So, ganun. Tapos I told Daniel Buboy, I told our management, and talagang, wow, it's really hirap-hirap. So, drive back home. Parang hilo. Tapos pinag-usapan namin, iyak siya ng iyak, the whole night, umiyak din ako. Tapos it was time to tell our children. So, my eldest was like 24, 25 years old. My second one was 21 or 20. And two girls yun, tapos yung boy was about maybe 15, 16. So, tinawag namin sila. No. Said, come here, family meeting. What? Happy ko, this is very serious. Your mom was diagnosed, went to the doctor kasi she has something on her breast. Tapos sinabi ng doctor na cancer. Walang isang daughter ko talagang tapos parang tumulo talagang agad. Tapos yung anak kong lalaki, parang ayaw na marinig, parang he was so uncomfortable, yung, you know. So, sabi namin, you know, a lot of people have cancer, this is not the death sentence. She'll have to be operated, still don't. It's only stage 2. So, there's a big chance that we're going to survive it. But you know, kahit ano pa sabihin mo, pag nabanggit mo na yung cancer, last nung dating nun eh. So we told them that. And iyak sila ng iyak. At ito pa, dadagdag ko na yung mas interesting na kwento. 3 days later, nasa kwarto kami, yung wife ko, we were just lying in bed. Nanonood kami ng TV. Pumasok yung eldest daughter ko. Umiiyak. So ako, inisip ko, umiiyak siya dahil may cancer. Yung wife ko, woman's intuition, just put her arm around my daughter and said, are you pregnant? Yes! Sabi talaga. Diyos ko, ano pa? Diyos ko. But it was, it turned out to be a good thing because my wife had something to look forward to. She had something to look for. We all had something to look forward to. So sabi na. And that was, I think, one of the turning points. Sabi na, may kailangan maano. Kailangan maayos natin ito. Kailangan to survive this kasi may apo tayo. So, that was the blessing. That's why, for me, cancer and everything is not just a medical condition, it is a spiritual condition. You're being called to experience something na talagang spiritual journey. Kung saan malalaman mo na meron kang lakas na hindi mo alam na nandoon, nakakayanin mo kahit na ano pa. Parang it's like saying, I say yes. No matter what, I say yes. Tatanggapin ko, pero kakayanin ko. Parang ganun nangyari sa ano. That is my experience of cancer. But I want to hear your stories. Kayo na magkwento. Anybody else? Any question? One more question lang pala. Sige. Anybody? Comment? Question? Sharing? Huwag niyo sayangin yung oras. Yes.
Share lang ko sa experience ko. Bloodline nung gudang mo sa mga bisayo. Kasabot. bloodlines in my family, like my elder sister was also died of breast cancer. Stage 4 siguro yun kasi dali lang siya na ano ba na naopirahan tapos undergo chemotherapy and radiation, but she was not survived for when yung namatay dahil yun siya. Yeah, she was died 2007. Now, na-diagnose po ko last year breast cancer gyapon stage 3C. Okay. Natakot man ako na magpa-opera ka agad kasi yung sister ko pinaopera ka agad tapos chemotherapy, namatay man siya. Nahadlo ko ako na po mamatay. Gamay pa akong anak, 1 year and 5 months. Tapos pag magpa-opera ko, magpa-chemo ko, mamatay naman. Mamatay. Kundi lang sa iba, dugay-dugay na ako. Tapos nagbuto man siya, nagbuto, nagawas ang dugo, nana. Yan nabaho ko, nalata naman siya kay nagpabisaya, bisaya. Yan. Nagpahiling, prayer healing ko niya. Tapos ato na jud ko sa doktor, nangayo ko advice ni siya yung biopsy jud ka kay kuan cancer jud na ba, cancerous jud na niya. Motoy pag biopsy still 3 man, ipadugay pa jud ako ni doktor nga mag chemotherapy jud ka. Mahadlok man jud chemotherapy siya, nganong mahadlok man ka mo pa. Sa mabalik naman ang buhok, for the meantime, nada, mabalik ng buhok. Kung sige na lang, Dok, magpa-chemo na ko. Wala ko lang solution na ni, magpa-chemo na lang yung ko. Moto, na-chemo man ko na, before ko na-operahan, kay buto naman siya, pakupuson sa ang hubag. Niya, moto, after 6 years yun, ni kupus naman siya, ni gamay, gipiran ko, gi-skin grafting sa regional, sa tagong, taga-tagong man ko niya. Gilaplap akong diripaa, bago lang atong August 11, gilaplap, gitapak rin, skin grafting siya kay nagipag-stickler sa akong ilok. Pero suprabulan pa din, di ba? Sakit pag akong ilok kay ang dosi man kalusay-lusay ang natanggal sa kuhan. Pag biopsy, sa katong ipagtanggal na kuhan, positive siya na ang metastasis. Muhalto, wala pa itong natanggal mo at mukarag ito sa buko kay kuhan man akong mga tumor na nilinsat. Unod gani, mudapit na sa ribs, murang muhato na sa ribs. Nagkikalian, sigura siya kong gampo sa Ginoo, Ginoo. Kagaya pag-extension na kong kinabuhi, kay gamay pa yung taon na kong anak, magsira kong istura sa kong anak nga. Nak, iampo si mama nak, ngayon sa Ginoo na. Maayo ang akong breast cancer, kay gamay pa man tayo. Ngayon po ang bata, mama Ginoo, mama, ayaw nga ako pagtutoy. Malingaw lang ako sa akong anak. Eh. Mujoy po siya sa ako. Siya, mama, tanaw ko yung hubag di. Tanawin po na ako. Malingaw po sa akong anak. Baby, kulit kayo. Mara na ako ikasir ka niya, bro. Happy ang pagyapon ko kayo. At least, nagkatagaan po yung tagpuan sa Ginoo. Baka na, survive ka na. Pero, happy na po ngayon ko. Positive lang yung ampo. Mujoy sa mga prayer healing, mga kuhan.
Simbab,
anak. Tabangin
kasi Ginoo.
Salamat.
Maraming salamat. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for attending this. What's nato pang... So meron pa tayong plenary? Bababa lahat. Ano? And we'd like to thank Dr. Karen de la Cruz. A big hand for her. I'm going to get on a fix a little bit more, and I think it's going to be important for everybody. So, everybody, let's all go to the plenary. Thank you very much.